Well, in sports, let's check volleyball first. Regional volleyball finals last night. Class 3A, Kemper Catholic outlasting Red Oak in a battle of Hawkeye 10 conference teams. It went 3-2. Kemper Catholic winning 15-9 in that third and fifth and deciding game as they advanced to the state tournament. Also in 3A, Sioux Center beat East Sac County 3-2. It was North Polk sweeping 3 from Humboldt. Dyke New Hartford advancing with a 3-game sweep over Clarion Goldfield Dows. Union beat Eddyville Blakesburg 3 in a row. Osage 3-1 over West Delaware. Davenport Assumption topping Beckman Catholic 3-2. And Mount Vernon, a 3-game sweep over Davis County, advancing to the 3A state tournament. In 4A, Lewis Central moves to the state tourney as they post a hard-fought 3-game sweep over Sergeant Bluff Luton. Even though they won 3 in a row, they weren't easy. It was 25-21, 27-25, and 26-24 the game scores. Lewis Central advancing. Joining Lewis Central in the 4A state tournament, Bishop Heelan Catholic, who beat Webster City in 3 straight. Pella, a 3-game sweep over Norwalk. Nevada took 3 straight from Dallas Center Grimes. Charles City over Waterloo East, 3-1. Marion beat Oskaloosa in a 3-game sweep. Dubuque Wallert over Western Dubuque in 3 straight. And Cedar Rapids Xavier swept 3 from Clinton last night. In 5A play, it was Cedar Falls beating Sioux City East 3 in a row. Ankeny Centennial over Johnston 3 straight. Ankeny beat Waukee 3 in a row. Dowling Catholic over Cedar Rapids Kennedy 3-1. West Des Moines Valley beat Cedar Rapids Prairie 3-2. Iowa City West, a 3-2 winner over Bettendorf. Dubuque Hempstead, a 3-2 winner over Iowa City High. And Linmar beat Pleasant Valley in 3 straight to advance in 5A. Now, the 1A and 2A regional finals are set for tonight. Some of those matchups around the region include in 2A, Central Lyon playing Underwood. That's at Sioux City East High School tonight. Tri-Center will play Grundy Center at West Des Moines Valley this evening. And at Creston, Trainer will battle Pella. Those winners advancing to the state tournament in 2A. In 1A play tonight, Siouxland Christian plays Sydney. That's at Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln High School. And another 1A matchup is in Perry tonight as Audubon will face Grandview Christian. And we'll have that match for you here on the radio. Chris Parks will have play-by-play of that Class 1A Region 3 final tonight. That's Grandview Christian versus Audubon at Perry this evening. Chris on the air at 6:50 tonight. The match gets underway at 7 o'clock this evening for the right to go to state. Now, the Rolling Valley Conference has announced its all-conference volleyball picks for this year. First team selections include Julia Fleece from Glidden-Ralston, Meredith Grossman of Glidden-Ralston, and their teammate Holly Handlos of Glidden-Ralston, also on the team, all seniors. From Exira EHK, Sophia Peppers, a junior, and Maggie Rasmussen, a senior, both making the first team squad. Brianna Davis of Coon Rapids Baird, Emily Danner of Arweva, Madison Gettler from CAM, Booyer Valley's Anna Puck, and Peyton Sherdan's Megan Carey all make up that first team. Second team selections include Madison Whitver of Glidden-Ralston, Bailey Robertson, and Sydney Young, both of Exira EHK. Emily Baker of Coon Rapids Baird, Peyton Brungart of Arweva, Katie O'Day of Booyer Valley, Jenna Byers of Peyton Sherdan, Charter Oak Utes, Lauren Green, and Casey Karstens were second team picks, along with Woodbine's Cheyenne Watkins on the Rolling Valley Conference all-conference volleyball squads. Well, while there's nothing unusual about Oklahoma leading the Big 12 and being the conference's highest-ranked team, there is a big difference in that scenario this season. For the first time in the history of the 20-year-old conference, the Big 12 is going into November without a top-10 team. Sooners coach Bob Stoops told reporters Monday that's just where it is today. Baylor and West Virginia both dropped out of the top 10 to 13th and 14th, right behind the Sooners, after suffering their first losses of the season within a matter of hours on Saturday. Oklahoma moved up 4 spots in the latest poll. Still, the Big 12 title is far from settled since those 3 teams all have to play each other. Iowa State's most recent stretch of futility has made it tough for any of its players to put their name in the school record book, but kicker Cole Netton is set to make history anyway. Netton is just 4 points shy of breaking the school record of 266 set by Jeff Shudak from 1987 to 1990. Netton is also the most accurate kicker Iowa State has ever had, connecting on 46 of 60 field goal tries and 8 of 9 in 2016. Netton will look to set the record Thursday night when the Cyclones host number 12 Oklahoma. Netton, who grew up in nearby Ankeny, has been in pressure situations for close to a decade. He started as a freshman in high school for one of the state's top programs and excelled immediately, converting all 19 of his extra point attempts at just 14 years of age. Well, the Cyclones will have a short week to prepare for the 12th-ranked Oklahoma Sooners. The Cyclones take a 1-7 record into Thursday night's game at home against the Sooners.
We got to do a great job of, we know who we are, we can't be too complex, and we got to give our kids the best opportunity to be successful. And, you know, fortunately or unfortunately, it simplifies you. You know, the unfortunate part of it is you're going against a really good opponent. The fortunate part of it is you hope that quick turnaround forces both teams to have to be simplified in what they do in terms of game planning.
That's ISU coach Matt Campbell, who says the key in a short week is to make sure the players get plenty of rest. He says he appreciates the fan support the Cyclones are getting despite their dismal record.
To me, it continues to be the foundation of why I know this program is going to turn around, and what our greatest strength of selling the future of this program, the here and now, is. It has been nothing short of incredible, in my opinion.
Campbell says that helps to motivate him to get that program turned around. Now, this series has been all Oklahoma, and the Sooners have won 17 straight games against the Cyclones.
Those are different coaches at the time, different players at the time. And, you know, so our focus is mainly on what can we control, and that's being our best and how we compete and play.
That's Oklahoma head coach Bob Stoops, who says the short week of practice forces a change in the routine. The Sooners are 6-2 after a win over Kansas last week. That came Thursday night in Ames. Well, Jay Cutler was able to celebrate a victory in his return to the Chicago Bears lineup, while a few of his teammates made life miserable for Minnesota's quarterback. Cutler completed 20 of his 31 passes for 252 yards and a touchdown as the Bears beat the Vikings 20-10. He helped Chicago build a 13-0 lead before hitting Alshon Jeffrey for the receiver's first TD of the season. Cutler was back under center and looking sharp after missing five games with a thumb injury. Vikings QB Sam Bradford was sacked five times while completing 23 of 37 for 228 yards. He didn't get Minnesota into the end zone until he connected with Stephen Diggs for a 25-yard touchdown with 5:41 left. Bears rookie Jordan Howard ran for a season-high 153 yards and a touchdown against the Vikes, who have dropped two straight after a 5-0 start. Howard had a 69-yard run, the longest for Chicago in 7 years, as the Bears are now 2-6 on the season. In other NFL news, the Kansas City Chiefs defended their treatment of Alex Smith after their quarterback twice had his head slammed into the turf in Indianapolis, saying Monday that he passed concussion tests both times. Chiefs trainer Rick Burkholder said that Smith passed a battery of sideline tests and additional tests in the locker room following that first blow. When Smith returned to the game and was wobbly after another hit, he again passed all of the standard concussion tests. The training staff decided at that point to keep Smith from the game anyway. Running back Spencer Ware didn't pass the concussion protocol and was ruled out after taking a similar hit, which has prompted some to question the hardness of the turf in Indianapolis. Well, Duke is the runaway number one in the Associated Press preseason college basketball poll. The Blue Devils, who returned three starters from last season's team and have what is considered one of the top recruiting classes in the nation, received 58 of the 65 first-place votes from the national media panel on Monday. Kentucky, which had two number one votes, is second, with Kansas third. Defending national champion Villanova had four first-place votes and was fourth, with Oregon, which had the other number one vote, in fifth. North Carolina, Xavier, Virginia, Wisconsin, and Arizona round out the top 10. Indiana is 11th, followed by Michigan State, Louisville, Gonzaga, Purdue, UCLA, St. Mary's, Connecticut, Syracuse, and West Virginia. The last five ranked teams are Texas, Creighton, Rhode Island, Iowa State is at number 24, and Maryland is at number 25. The ACC and the Big Ten are tied with five ranked teams each, while the Big 12 has four in the top 25. And the Indians came up short in their first chance to wrap up their first World Series title since 1948. The good news is they get two shots at doing it in front of their home fans. Game 6 of the World Series set for Cleveland tonight after the Cubs stayed alive with a Game 5 win. Game 7 would be played near the Cuyahoga River, too, if it's necessary. Jake Arrieta will take the mound Tuesday at Progressive Field, where he took a no-hitter into the sixth inning of a Game 2 Chicago win. The Indians will counter with Josh Tomlin, who pitched 4 2/3 solid innings in Cleveland's 1-0 shutout at Wrigley Field in Game 3. Indians manager Terry Francona said Monday he still wasn't sure who he'd put in left field for Game 6. Francona used Carlos Santana in left while the two teams played without a designated hitter in the National League Park. The skipper plans to make Santana his DH again and go with Raji Davis or Coco Crisp in left on Tuesday. Francona said Monday he was leaning toward Crisp, although Davis had two hits and three stolen bases in Game 5. Cubs manager Joe Maddon anticipates closer Aroldis Chapman will be available for another long outing in Game 6, despite throwing 42 pitches in an 8-out save on Sunday. And rookie catcher Wilson Contreras is set to start with Arrieta on the mound for Game 6. Contreras and David Ross are combined 2-for-18 in the series, with Ross going 1-for-4. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.